Let us pray. On this day of pastoral images of your followers, O God, may we look at ourselves and just how we are your people. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, a United Church minister, I don't know, you might have heard of him, but he's the Reverend David Martin, and he always tried to observe Good Shepherd Sunday, which, of course, as we've said, is today, by asking his mother, who was a shepherd, as my sister was a shepherd. We often don't think of females as being shepherds, but they certainly exist. Anyway, he'd ask his mom to bring in a baby lamb for Sunday children's time during the church service. And Reverend David figured that this was a good thing for city kids who'd never seen a live lamb up close. It brought a bit of the reality of life to today's scripture reading that we just heard from Ian Moody about the Good Shepherd. Now, on one particular Shepherd Sunday, while Reverend David was showing the kids a very cute little baby lamb, a little boy asked him, "Where's the lamb's mother?" And without thinking, Reverend David told the truth. "She's in my freezer." Judging from the shocked look on the little boy's face, and then how his little face fell along with the tears, perhaps there was just a little bit too much reality of life that particular day. So, trying to take a little bit of care in my preparation for Shepherd Sunday, I learned that Professor David Grossman of the University of Alabama suggests in his book on combat that there are three types of people in the world. Type number one, and these are sheep, which is basically the majority of us. We are productive members of society. We go about our business and do our best to build a better world. And second type of person, number two, are foxes. These predators are those who would destroy and tear down society. And often, they are various forms of sociopaths. And I hate to say it, but we all know that sometimes these sociopaths, these foxes, operate under the guise of religion. We sheep often blithely do not know or do not admit that the foxes actually exist. The foxes, however, prey on sheep at every opportunity, naturally, and we have to be careful, but we don't always understand that. Now, the third group, the three groups, are the sheepdogs. They're, of course, neither sheep nor foxes, and these are people who are constrained from becoming foxes by their innate drive to protect the sheep. They see the foxes for what they are, and they do their best to stand between the foxes on one side and the sheep that their job is to protect. So the sheepdogs are often a group of people we recognize, and I'm not going to name the so many types, but there could be police, firefighters, nurses, doctors, paramedics, and perhaps at times warriors. And often we don't treat these sheepdogs very well because they see things differently from the sheep. Because we want to, as sheep, we want to be trusting of everyone. Yet without sheepdogs, we would all be prey to the foxes. Now, as I said, the same parallel could be made to the church. As the composer Handel asks, are we like sheep? Are we faithful and dutiful people of God who try to come here and support the church as much as possible? Yes, I do believe so. But there are always foxes nipping at our heels, sometimes outside the flock, but not necessarily very far away. And Gilmore Park United Church has a number of wonderful sheepdogs caring for this congregation. And one of them has been working extremely hard on behalf of us as the flock at Gilmore Park United. But unlike most sheepdogs, this one particular champion sheepdog of your congregation has had more than their share of foxes to chase away or at least keep at bay. And all of your ministers, I'm sure I can speak for them, certainly me and EB and the staff here are extremely grateful to this sheepdog and her team of watchful sheepdogs. She is not here among us today, so I can speak freely without embarrassing her. But other than the M&P team members that are present today, most of you folks are not able to be really aware that this champion sheepdog keeps some pretty bad foxes away from us. And I think by now many of you know that that champion sheepdog is one Rona Panton. And yes, like a good sheepdog, sometimes she has to bark. But that's what sheepdogs do. They have to. That's their job. And sometimes we should all be barking. To my knowledge, she's never bitten anyone. But trust us, she has been bitten. And yet she perseveres in keeping us safe from, I have to tell you, some pretty bad foxes. And you're not aware of much of the work she does to keep our flock safe, as well as its ministers and other staff, because it's extremely confidential work. And I'm sorry about that, because it means that many of us cannot really fully understand the reasons for some of the things that need to be done to keep us all safe. But as someone who has nothing to lose, because I am only here for 4 months, I want you to know how lucky you are to have Arona on your team. I know many, many, many clergy, musicians, other church staff, and church boards who would give anything to someone even half as watchful, caring, and hardworking as Rona in their congregation. So even if we don't always know why we have to do things or why we shouldn't do things, we can be sure that the reasons are as sound as those are for any good sheepdogs who care for their flock. And we can know that if we see foxes on our horizon, we know we can turn. If we're not barking, we can turn to our resident sheepdogs. It might be our board, it might be M&P, but they keep guard on our behalf of the Good Shepherd. And this ensures for us the grace that comes with all of us who follow the path of Jesus Christ. So in this way, yes, we are like sheep. Let us pray. In realizing, Holy One, that our loving sheepdogs are nudging us along your path, may we look past the strictness and know and appreciate the necessary vigilance that is protecting us from the foxes. And as we realize this, may we then enter through the gate of Jesus Christ, which leads us all to the life abundant. Amen.